I have a little bit of good news for you. I hope you all didn't know this, but I want the pleasure when I go to bed tonight of thinking that I armed our best entrepreneurial team with a new weapon. On our newsmaker line right now, the entrepreneurial superstars of America, investing in, embedding in, and a good old communist would say, infecting the younger generation with the need to be entrepreneurial instead of entitlement accepting. Michael Houlihan and Bonnie Harvey. Here's a little bit of good news you might not have heard. In 2008, when Obama was running the first time, there was a hilarious woman, and she was asked why she was voting for Obama. And she answered, "Why am I voting for Obama? Well, I won't have to worry about my rent. I won't have to worry about my car payments. I won't have to worry about paying for my food." And I didn't know that woman was a known quantity. I thought she was just one of hundreds of man in the street, woman in the street interviews. But no, some people kept up with her. They learned who she was. They kept up with her. And you know, she voted against Obama in 2012. She's on your side. Do I interpret your silence as reluctance to get personal, such, you know, with names like Obama? I don't insist upon it, but here it is right in front of us.
Well, I think that, you know, everybody's got to make a decision whether they're going to be responsible for their own behavior or whether they're going to be disempowered and expect the government to take care of them or to expect the big company to take care of them. The fact is that what we like about entrepreneurs, a true entrepreneur knows that they have to take care of themselves. And they carry it, you know, like a badge of courage. They know that it's an uphill fight. They know that they have a lot of battles to fight. But they carry on. And the reason they carry on is because they believe in their heart that they're doing something good. They're providing a good product or a good service for their fellow man. And in the process, they're creating jobs for people that would not be there otherwise. I mean, the government can only do so much, and it's only financed by taxes. And where are those taxes coming from? So that's really just taking money out of one pocket and putting it into the other. But what entrepreneurs do is they actually create new wealth. And I think that's the key. And that's why we need to support entrepreneurship in this country.
Yeah, but you all have a you too, Michael and Bonnie, you have a difficult row to hoe because you can't be, if you openly express anti-Obama feelings, for example, you're going to lose a huge hunk of your potential. If you ignore the fact that we have a president who seems to be downright hostile to entrepreneurism, then that hurts you a little bit on the other side. You've got to know you're like a tightrope walker between two skyscrapers.
Well, that may be true. I understand what you're saying, Barry, but what we do is we always think on the positive side. We always try to encourage people to take responsibility for their own actions and to go out there and do the best that they can do, no matter what else is going on. And our story is one of a lot of hardship. So I think the students today out there are worried that they might not have enough money to do the project they have in mind, or they might not have enough knowledge in that particular industry. But that information, that knowledge is available out there, particularly if you're out there asking a lot of questions. And we've discovered various ways, such as finding strategic partners that benefit when we benefit. And that is a way of working towards success without a lot of money. So we're always looking at what we can do rather than what we can't do.
If I were on your board of directors, or if I were one of your volunteer groupies offering advice, I think I would say stay away from people like Barry Farber on the radio, who are trying to embroil you in contemporary American politics of the moment. That changes day by day. The success of entrepreneurialism worldwide doesn't change. It's there. It's out there on the front porch where the goats can get it. You will always have the proof on your side if you're fighting for entrepreneurialism. But I would try to stay away from politics and make it, you know, like, for instance, if I talk about vitamins, I'm not talking about Republicans or Democrats or left or right or doves or hawks. So I'd try to keep it on that level where entrepreneurialism is just a proven thing. What we're talking about is how to inculcate it into more and more millennials. By the way, is there consensus on how to define a millennial? What is your definition?
Well, millennials were born in the 80s. Some people say 85, you know, through like, what, 95, early 2000s. These are people who really came of age at the turn of the millennium, and they're the children of the baby boomers. What we're trying to do is we're trying to keep those children of the baby boomers from becoming boomerang kids.
Okay. Now, let me know if I can give you any more tactical air support. I'll do the best I can. We've got one more segment left. If there's anything that we should touch that we haven't touched yet, now, when we reconvene, is the time. We'll be right back. It was the early 50s, I remember. I was in Oslo, Norway, a country which I love very much. And my Norwegian friends were all going into deep depression because Norway is a free country and their parliament had just passed a law that made it extremely hard to be an entrepreneur. How is that going nation by nation, Mike Houlihan and Bonnie Harvey? Is America getting more? What is our state right now? Would you call us neutral, friendly, unfriendly, mildly friendly, mildly hostile? And what's the direction?
I see more professors interested in teaching entrepreneurship, and I see more universities picking up on it. So the interest is definitely there. The classrooms are filling up. They're over 50% women. And speaking of Norway, Michael and I were just there 2 months ago, and we spoke to students that were studying entrepreneurship at the University of Trondheim. So you know, I think the whole world is coming around and realizing that innovation and so many new businesses are there because of entrepreneurs, and it is benefiting the world. Therefore, the world is supporting entrepreneurs.
Our time is almost up, but tell me how you two started again. You met each other. You had a lot of hard knocks. What was the name of your company? When did you sell it? How did you pull it off?
Okay, so our company was called Barefoot Sellers. And, you know, this is the wine that everybody knows that has the foot on it. And we wanted to create a personal house wine for America. Americans in those days, they were drinking beer, you know, 8-1 over wine in 1986. In fact, it was beer over wine until just recently. But what changed things was when Barefoot came along, we made wine friendly. We made it approachable and we made it affordable. And so that's how we created this monster brand. And then we did what most entrepreneurs want to do, which is we built a brand equity to the point that we became an acquisition target. And we were acquired by the largest wine company in the world. And that gave us the freedom to do what we really wanted to do, which was to go out and teach entrepreneurship, which is our passion, to young people all over the world. And we're kind of like, you know, it's interesting because Barefoot has become the Levi Strauss of the American wine business. So our reputation has preceded us. It's now all over the world. And so when the founders of Barefoot show up on their turf, they listen. So the question is, what are we saying? And so we're talking about these principles, and we're talking about these values and standards that are required to be successful as an entrepreneur. And sure, you're right, the political climate, it changes from day to day. While we built Barefoot over a period of 20 years, we went through five different presidents, and they all had different ideas about entrepreneurship and taxation and everything else. But we survived, and that's the whole idea. Entrepreneurs have to survive, no matter what the headwinds, no matter what the waters are. So, you know, if your listeners would like to get more information from us, they can go to thebarefootspirit.com. That's www.thebarefootspirit.com. It's like the entrepreneurial spirit, barefoot style. And when they get there, they should hit the subscribe button, and we'll send them free articles every week on entrepreneurship and brand building and how to be a success in America.
Now, that's thebarefootspirit.com?
Yes, it is, Barry. That's where you'll find our blog. Lots of great information there.
Okay, so we continue this broadcast even though we're closing down the live portion of it now. It lives forever at that website, thebarefootspirit.com,
right? That's right, Barry.
Thank you very much, and continued good things to you. You are saving us